Hello, what's up guys? I'm from Peso Smart PH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about the Philippine stock market. And panimula. Let's talk about Mr. Market in general. So, kinoconsider ni Warren Buffett and ni Benjamin Graham na separate person si Mr. Market. Kaya nila tinawag yung Mr. Market. Kasi sabi ni Warren Buffett dito, Mr. Market is kind of a drunken psycho. Some days he gets very enthused. Some days he gets very depressed. And when he get really enthused, you sell to him. And if he gets depressed, you buy from him. There's no moral taint attached to that. So, yung mga transactions na ginagawa natin with Mr. Market, it's like no strings attached and walang emotions na involved. So, pagka depressed siya, so that means na yung mga stock prices is nagpa-plummet and bumabagsak. Katulad nung nangyayari like the past couple of months, especially towards the end of May, so starting in June and then in July. Although nagkaroon ng konting recovery na noong July. So we're gonna check on some stocks na I was buying and I was I'm not really encouraging you guys to buy at that time, but I was telling you na it might be a good time or a good window to buy at those price levels. And ito, good examples ng behavior ng Mr. Market. So, reference natin dito Business World. So, they update itong, what you call this, itong market movements almost on the daily or at least couple of times a week. And makikita natin dito yung mga headlines. So, headlines yung babasala, hindi natin kailangan malaman yung specifics. So, una dito, May 18, PSEI slips on profit-taking central bank decision. So, nagsisway yung market depending sa news cycle. And whether that's good news or bad news in their perspective. So, dumidepende rin yan sa investor sentiment. Then, May 21, PSEI to move sideways amid US debt limit talks. So, at that time kasi yung hot topic is if i-approve ba nung Senate and nung Congress yung debt limit, what do you call this? It's not an extension but increase yun. Debt limit increase kasi nasa limit na currently back then yung US and they have to increase the limit para makautang pa ulit sila ng mas maraming pera to fuel their economy and of course yung kanilang government para hindi tumigil, no, yung government. And at that time I was very critical, but like most logical people, most of the logical people, they know na of course increase yun, kasi if they don't then it's chaos, it's bedlam, and magde-default for the first time in like I don't know a century or for the longest time yung US sa kanilang mga sa mga debt nila. Then, May 22, stocks fall on profit-taking as market eyes leads. Then, the next day, PSEI drops further as US debt limit talks continue. So, di ba? It is the hot topic at that time. Then, May 25, shares fall on selling amid US debt ceiling woes. So, di ba? The whole week, a couple of days, almost every day, ito lang yung pinag-uusapan at that time. May 28, PSEI to move sideways as US debt ceiling talks end. Then on May 29, Philippine stocks rise on relief over US debt cap. I think this was the time that it got resolved. I can't really remember the exact time. May 30, Philippines shares fall ahead of MSCI rebalancing. So ito pa, itong MSCI rebalancing na to. I've been, not really trading, but I've been buying the stocks na pinapababa na itong MSCI rebalancing na to. I'm not entirely sure. I'm 100% sure when. But nung nag-plummet yung Aboitiz Power, I think that was back in 2021. Yeah, I was in QC that at that time. So, tinanggal nila dun sa, I think, parang PSEI nila or I don't know. Basta MSCI rebalancing, blah, blah, blah. And then, I think nag-20 pesos per share, like below 21 pesos per share yung Aboitiz Power. So, I bought more. Kasi it's in my portfolio at that time. And I mean, I was down, I don't know, more than 10% or at least 10%. So I bought more para makapag-average down the prices. And a lot of people were calling, no, bababa pa yun, mga 15. And some people were calling crazy lows at even like 10 pesos per share. And I was like, okay, kung bumaba ng ganun kawaba, then I'll just buy more. But yeah, it eventually didn't. And yung lowest na was like hindi bumaba ng 20 pesos per share. And then eventually, nag 30 plus na ulit siya. I believe this year and late last year, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah. Itong mga ganitong events, it's your opportunity to buy more of the stocks na gusto mong i-hold for the long term. Na, again, may magandang brand image, its market cap is high, it's big, it's a big company, it's a big business, and consistently silang nagkakaroon or consistent yung kanilang income, kanilang net income. Of course, yung revenue is andyan, but if they're taking losses every quarter, every year, then it's probably not a very good business to buy currently. But yeah, if it's undervalued and it's consistently putting in income and nagbibigay sila ng consistent on dividends. Kasi, sign na rin yun na profitable yung business or yung company if consistent sila nagbibigay ng dividends. Kasi saan nila kukunin yung mga dividends if hindi sila kumikita? Major red flag if, for example, naglo-loan yung isang business or isang company just to pay their shareholders or stockholders and dividends. That won't do any good. So, nadidilute lang din, kumbaga, yung not directly, but kumbaga, bababa lang din yung value ng stocks. Kasi, umutang sila not to expand the operations, not to make it more efficient, not to invest in new ideas or new businesses na makakatulong dun sa pag-generate ng revenue. They're just doing it just for the sake of paying dividends. So, that's not really a good sign. But yeah, again, in short, TLDR, if profitable in business, consistent ng bibigyan ng dividends, then that is a good sign. But of course, hindi lang naman yun yung condition or kumbaga requirement or nasa checklist nyo sa pagbili ng isang stock. Just that is just one part of it. Then June 1 shares down on cautiousness over debt limit deal. So hindi pa pala natapos yung debt limit talks. So it carried over to June. Stocks to trade sideways ahead of inflation data. So again, ito every month inaabangan din tong inflation data na to. But this doesn't really matter kung nasa maganda tayong economic landscape, kumbaga. So let's say, can't really remember when, but let's say 2020. So pandemic, and then eventually binaba yung interest rate to like 0%. So everyone was just taking on debt kasi ang mura nung capital and they're just investing it. Well, the smart people did invest it and then others, I don't know what they did. So, if the monetary policy is lax and nasa quantitative easing tayo, then this inflation data doesn't really matter that much. As a, the people are hyped and their capital is overflowing kasi nga cheap yung capital. But of course, ngayon nasa quantitative tightening tayo, yung monetary policy is, kumbaga, it's tight and it's strict. Kasi nga, para mapababa yung inflation, that's why we have this kind of monetary policy right now. That's why this is important. But of course, if na-reverse nga yung situation, then this doesn't really, hindi siya maging, kumbaga, headline. Yes, ipapakita pa rin siya sa news. It's still part of the news cycle. But it's not that important if we are in a quantitative easing landscape. But yeah, of course, since ngayon nga nasa quantitative tightening tayo, we're in a looming recession, which is sinasabi ng mga experts and mga analysts for like more than a year now. But yeah, we're still not there. June 5, Philippine shares climb as Biden signs debt limit deal. So June 5 pala siya na resolve. Then stocks fall on weak volume as market awaits leads. So, kumbaga, nag-aantay yung market ng news. Kung magte-trade ba sila. Kung magiging bearish ba sila or magiging bullish. Which is weird kasi everyday nagbabago. June 7, shares up on dovish BSP bets as inflation slows. By the way, yung inflation natin, let's see. We're at 5.4% if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 5.4% for June. So, peak natin was nung January, 8.7. And then bumagsak na siya ever since. So, from 8.7 to 5.4%. So, yung misunderstanding dito, kalimitan, is bumababa yung presyo pagka mababa na inflation. No. That is quite incorrect. Pag bumababa inflation, that just means na nagsuslow down yung pagtaas ng pressure. There's still inflation. Kasi kailangan nga natin yung inflation for a healthy market or like a healthy economy. So, ibig sabihin lang, for example, sabihin natin, para flat na lang. Ano? So, yung 100. So, 10% yung inflation. So, ibig sabihin, in that period, naging 110 no, yung presyo. So, ngayon, 5% na lang yung inflation. So, naging 105 na lang yung presyo. It doesn't mean na bumaba siya ng 5%, naging 95. So, I hope that explanation made sense. But, yeah, again, I just want to reiterate. Pag bumaba yung inflation, it doesn't mean na bumaba yung prices. Pagka bumaba yung pricing, that means meron deflation. But ngayon, nasa inflationary period pa rin tayo and deflation naman is not very good for the economy. Then June 8, PSE index drops as investors wait for fresh leads. Again, naghanap ulit sila ng kumbaga catalyst. June 11, stocks end week lower as market looks for leads. Bilisan na natin dito. June 12, shares may move sideways on bargaining hunting. So, of course, they're not sure kasi di naman talaga natin kaya ipredict ko ano yung mangyayari sa market on any given day. We have good guesses or like good forecasts but we can't be 100% sure. June 13, Philippine stocks climb before US inflation data. June 14, Philippine shares fall weighed by FDI Fed meet. June 15, Philippine shares rebound after Fed rate pause. But of course, nagtaas na ulit sila this month. June 19, Philippine shares falls as market awaits BSP meeting. Then June 20, local stocks slip as investors look for fresh leads. June 21, shares drop ahead of BSP meet Powell testimony. And June 22, stocks decline further as BSP keeps rates steady. So, hindi sila nag-increase. Philippine shares to move sideways amid lack of leads. So, kung naghanap lang sila ng reason to like trade or whatever. June 26, PSE returns to 6,500 level on bargain hunting. So, marami nang bumibili ng mga bumagsak na stocks. Then, June 27, local shares decline on last-minute profit-taking. Then, June 29, PSEI up on window dressing budget balance data. Then, July 2, so bagong month na ulit, PSEI to move sideways before key data release. And July 3, the next day, shares up on expectations of slower June inflation. So, kita niyo yung activity in Mr. Market. Do you really think that you can beat Mr. Market at his own game? I mean, some people do think that they can. I mean, kudos to you if that's your mentality. But let's say modest percentage, 80% of day traders lose money. I mean, if you're part of the 20%, then good job to you. July 4, Philippine stocks inch higher ahead of June CPI report. And ito pa. Bye-bye endorse, diba, ng mga broker na mag-trade. Because if nag-trade ka ng trade, like daily ka ng trade, kung day trader ka, or like you make multiple trades every single day, then kumikita sila. Kasi meron silang commission on every trade that you make. And then, I'm not gonna go into the specifics, but if medyo advanced na trader na or advanced na broker yung ginagamit nyo, there are some brokers na they make money if you lose money. So, kita nyo. I mean, if trading is your thing, then yeah, just go for it if that makes you happy. Kasi most traders, it's a stressful job. And para sa akin, yung parang risk-reward ratio is not good if you're gonna day trade. But yeah, again, if that's what you want to do, then go for it. July 5, PSCI tracks Asian shares decline on profit taking. I'm not sure kung nasabi ko rin, but July 6, PSCI drops further after release of Fed minutes. July 9, stocks may trade sideways amid lack of drivers. July 10, PSCI inches up as investors await US CPI report. So, diba? Mga previous articles natin nung June, yung headline is palaging, the market is down, then ito, medyo maganda na yung outlook ng market. Shares climb on bargain hunting strong data. July 12, PSCI up on bank stocks ahead of US inflation data. July 13, shares up as US inflation report calms investors. Then July 16, PSCI may drop on profit taking after 5-day climb. So, 5-day winning streak na yung PSCI at this point. July 17, Philippine stocks down on profit taking, hawkish PSP. So, tama yung kanilang prediction or kanilang forecast. July 18, local shares drop as investors look for new leads. Then July 19, PSCI inches higher as investors pick up bargains. So, ngayon, kaya natingnan ko yung portfolio ko and it's up by a good amount. And nung medyo depressed nga yung market like the past 2 months, sabihin natin last month, almost 400k na rin yung down portfolio, which is not really good. And it was not a good feeling to like look on my portfolio. So, I just didn't. Hindi ko tinitingnan. I just buy yung mga stocks na sabihin natin down na ng 10-15% or even 20%, especially SGP. So, nag-down ako, I think 20-ish percent. So, at that time, that was the time na nag-deploy ako ng mas malaking capital. Hindi naman sobrang laki, but yeah. So, normally, yung bibilin ko is like below 10K. So, nasa range ng 7K to 8K. So, nung sobrang bumaba siya, so I was like doing mga 15K to 20K para mabalance out and makapag-average down ako. And again, I think down na lang siya ng 5 to 7% if I'm not mistaken. And good thing is nagbibigay siya ng dividends consistently. Then June 20, index rises to 6,600 level amid gains on Wall Street. Then, profit-taking likely ahead of SONA Fed meeting noong July 23. The following day, July 24, stocks drop on profit-taking before Fed review. July 25, Philippine shares climb as Fed begins 2-day meeting. And July 26, stocks rise further ahead of Fed policy decision. Then July 27, local shares end flat after US Fed rate increase. So this is the last headline yesterday and wala pa tayong panibagong headline and panibagong article for today, July 28. So let's go to the stocks na I was talking about earlier. So, na natin tong inflation rate natin. So, from 8.7 to 8.6 to 7.6 to 6.6 to 6.10 and 5.4. If you remember yung mga previous videos natin sa inflation ng Philippines, I mentioned before na we are lagging dun sa inflation rate or reports or CPI reports ng US. A couple of months behind. But yung trajectory ng pagbaba is similar. And yung pagtaas din, similar yung trajectory. And I just saw it and kumbaga parang hunch lang yun. It's just a, I don't know, an educated guess. Kasi nakita ko yung pattern and nakita ko na parang same lang yung trajectory. And it makes sense. Kasi merong konting delay sa atin since they are basically the leader in like economic well, not really economic something, but they're the leader in the economy of the world. So ngayon nasa 3% na lang sila. But before naging punta rin sila dyan sa level na yan. So 6, 5, 4.9, 4.10, and 3. The target is at 2%. So same thing lang din sa atin. So kumbaga ini-imitate lang or mini-mirror lang din most of the time ng BSP yung galaw ng US Fed. So dun yung trajectory dito. And same halos dun sa trajectory ng US and yung pagbaba. But yeah, enough of that. Let's talk about SGP. So this was hammered, no, to the ground from September last year. If we check kung gaano siya kababa, bumagsak almost 50%, 45% down from September. And the lowest ito was around 7.61. If I remember correctly, I think nakabili ako, lowest was 7.75. And I started buying at around 10. I think this was, yeah, around March ako unang bumili. Or I think April, I'm not even, yeah, here, I think dito. Kasi sobrang bumagsak siya and yung daily and like yung weekly RSI is pretty low at that time. So yan, bumagsak na siya below 30. That's why I bought, but it plummeted even further until yun nga, until May. So end of May yung last, actually ito yung last kong biniling stock kasi tumaas na rin siya like halos lahat, like Globe. I was not sure if I made a video about Globe, but I'm pretty sure I did kasi that time I think may comment pa nga na they said if it's a good time to buy yung, or they said na attractive yung prices ng mga telecom. Kasi at tatay may mga FUD din about like the real numbers of subscribers or like users ng sabi natin Globe and Smart, yung mga wireless networks. So diba kailangan mag-register ng SIM. So yung fear ng market is like overreported yung number of subscribers or active users ng telecom na to. But yeah, na-overcome naman nila yun and Globe was the like bigger winner. Kasi evidence na rin, evident naman yun sa portfolio ko. Kasi nakita ko ito na yung pinaka mataas kong gains sa portfolio in the past couple of months. So, nag-trade siya below 1.6, but yeah, below 1.7. 1.685 was the lowest for this local bottom. So, sabi natin at that area. So, up na lang modest 13.37%. So, that is really good. So, before, nag 2 plus ito. Well, 3 pa. But that was back in 2021. This was like the hype cycle of everything. Stock market, crypto market, US stock market, like lahat. And yeah, good recovery sa globe. I mean, at this level, I will still buy it. I mean, the RSI, weekly RSI is still at 55. It's not like overhyped or like overbought yet, but I think daily it is. Yeah, it's pretty high. But if you're just gonna passively accumulate stocks, and you can still buy. But of course, yung priority palagi dapat is yung mga down natin na stocks. So currently, ako, hindi ako bumibili ng Globe kasi it's up na. And kumbaga, nasa sweet spot na rin yung volume ko with Globe. And it's yielding around 4-5% of dividends every year. And quarterly sila nagbibigay. And if nakabili ka below 1.7 or around 1.7, then you will have a better year yield in comparison din sa mga bibili ngayon sa around 1,900 level. Yung PLDT, isa pa to sa bumagsak din because of like bad news and like bad sentiment sa market. So dito bumagsak sila because of the class action lawsuit. Nakarecover sila agad. Nandito naman, this was the time na I think their office was closed because they didn't pay yung smart office dito sa Makati, yung sa Ayala, sa Ayala Avenue. Because they're not paying, or like they neglected paying taxes to the city. So I'm not sure if that was resolved already. I mean, I'm not really updated. But yeah, I mean, I believe it was resolved. Kasi hindi naman sila like may recover ng ganito, or probably it's still in the process of being resolved. That's why hindi rin ganun kalaki yung like in-increase nila in comparison to Globe. I mean, it's still close, 11-ish, well, still higher. And 11, almost, sabi natin 11.5% comparison to like the 13% of Globe. But yeah. And what else? GMA. So this one is like being predicted trade mga 5 or 4 pesos daw ulit. I was seeing it all throughout Investagrams. But it recovered pretty well na rin. And I think this is the sweet spot on GME7's price as well. Kasi dito, we were, well, not really overvalued, but nasa na yung 16. Yan dito, 15-16. It's a little bit overvalued. And nakita naman din natin yung pag-drop ng revenue, ng net income. Kasi seasonal din yung big earnings sila. Kasi lumaki yung earnings sila, especially because nawala ng ABS-CBN, yung kanilang free TV or like free broadcast. So yun yung big money maker sa ganitong klase ng company, sa industry to. But essentially, yung market share ng GMA7 is like parang monopoly na. So at these prices at that time, yung binibigyan nilang dividends, it's justifiable. But syempre nag-plummet siya. Especially dito nung nag-elections. Then kahit paano naka-recover naman, and we had a good recovery here as well. So if you were waiting dun sa 15 ulit or like all time high na 16-ish, I mean probably you sold here as well. But for me, I'm still holding. I mean, I've been buying GMA7 since 2018, 2019, and I've been buying at 4 pesos, 5 pesos, 6 pesos. But the highest that I bought was I think 11. So it averaged out, and I'm still in the green. Well, nung bumaba dito, I think nag-break even. I think nasa 7 or 8, if I'm not mistaken, yung average price ko sa GMA7. So I'm still up a little bit at 9.05. And if they can recover yung revenue and ma-sustain nila within this year, like the rest of the year, then probably we will get the same dividends in comparison sa 2023. Hold on. How much ka ba binigay nila? So, kita natin sa analyst rating, strong buy sa fundamentals and then technicals, buy din. Hold on. Oh, dito. Yeah. 12.14% in dividend yield. So, this was for the dividends that they gave this year. So, if they imitate that to next year, then it's still above 10%. So, that's still very good and that's still very healthy. I mean, yung goal nga lang is to have 4 to 5 to 6% of dividend yield per year. And that's good enough already. And if it's like above 10%, then that's very, very good. Then what else? So, DMC, I started accumulating again when it was below 10 pesos. Well, it's still below 10 pesos. But here, I believe nag 8 pa siya. Not really. Nag flat 9 lang. But yeah, I started accumulating around this area. Especially here. Sige, tanuman natin. Pag bumabagsak yung RSI bilik below or talagang dump dito. Talagang ng SGP. Like, when nag-dump dito, I was buying. I mean, kasing level na rin niya ngayon. Asan? Above 9 pesos na ulit siya that time. Then, eventually, umakyat. Sabi ko, oh, that's good. That's good that I bought here. But eventually, nag-plummet ulit. So, habang bumabagsak siya, I bought here. I mean, I'm not really trying to time the market. But, whenever... Hindi naman to... like very strict na rule, but if like nag double digits yung down, for example, like at least 10% down na yung isang stock sa portfolio, I'm gonna buy more para umbaga ma-balance out and makapag-average down. So this time I thought, okay din naman yung technicals and then good sa mga fundamentals ng SGP and yung leadership is good as well. So I bought here, then okay naman siya, so nag below 2 digits sa ulit yung down ko. So, dito, syempre, nag-plummet. So, I bought here. But yeah, it's really hard to time the market. But sometimes, if tama yung like circumstances and kumbaga, sumasakto rin dun sa mga checklist mo of trying to buy a stock, then it works out well for you. And ngayon, kumbaga, na-hype na ulit siya. And na-mention din siya sa Sona, I believe. And they're gonna be audited, but of course it's not like a witch hunt naman daw. And everyone's gonna cooperate essentially. So I think unless ma-prove na there's been like some fishy like activities or something that shady things that they did, then probably the stocks will plummet again. Kasi SGP is NGCP essentially. So dito nade-distribute yung dividends na binibigay ng NGCP. Kasi they're required by law to distribute their dividends to their stockholders. But before ni kasi nakalist yung NGCP sa PSE, so they created this SGP as like not really a shell company but like a holding company para there's public ownership dun sa NGCP. So I guess that's gonna be it for this episode, guys. Thanks for watching and listening. If you like my content, give this video a like, a thumbs up, and subscribe to my channel para wala kang ma-miss out sa mga uploads ko occasionally. And yeah, thanks again for watching, everyone, guys. I'll see you on the next episode. Always remember, be peso smart.